the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Good song choice, Candy. I was jamming out. I forgot we were going on the air.
We made up a dance. I just did the lift like Dirty Dancing. You weigh like 2 pounds. It was super easy.
So much fun you can't see in the studio. And now I'm going to welcome Superintendent Keith Leonard on the phone. Hi, Superintendent. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for getting on. Well, it's not really early for you. You've probably been up for a while. But but thank you so much for coming on. Today, we're talking all about back to school, and I'd love to pick your brain about what's going on in the district. How are you guys getting ready for the Wednesday start? What you're looking forward to? All the good stuff.
I'm looking forward to Wednesday. Last week, our teachers came back, and they've been working hard to get lesson plans prepared, get their classroom in order, and getting ready to welcome those 31,000 students back on Wednesday. I know last week we had several schools that had orientation, brought students and families into their school, welcomed them. So that those, in particular, those little ones could get used to coming to school and seeing who their teacher is going to be and getting excited. This week, we also have a couple of days at our high schools and middle schools where parents can come in, be able to get their students scheduled and get ready for Wednesday.
Yeah.
What I would say is be patient. There'll be a couple hundred buses on the road. Those kids will be on those buses. Let's all be safe. So we're looking forward to Wednesday.
Yeah, good. Yeah, transitioning, especially kindergarten. I remember when Dylan was in school, in elementary school, and he was literally looked at me and said, "Bye, Mom," and he walked off to class. But then some other kids were screaming, like had to be carried to class. I was like, wow. I mean, it's one extreme to the other, but I'm glad that we were able to do those orientations and get them at least introduced, get them that, calming. At least they know where they're going. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It makes a big
difference.
We're
looking forward to having them all show up, and we're going to do everything we can to welcome them so that they feel safe, feel welcomed into our schools. I believe it'll be successful. Looking forward to it.
Oh,
hopefully
yeah.
We have a bunch of kids like Dylan.
he's just very independent. He's driving this year and everything. So I'm in a whole different level of student right now. But I remember those younger days. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So what are you looking forward to this year? What's the district looking forward to with a new school year, all the things going on?
So I can tell you this. We had a very successful 25-26 school year. We ended up with our schools, 19 of them earning an A, 16 of them earning a B, and 18 of them earning a C, which brought our school district grade to an A, which is something that we certainly should all celebrate. A lot of hard work by students, teachers, support staff, administrators, and our community at large, moms, dads, guardians, community service organizations that we rely upon. And very excited about that, and which really brings us to the 26-27 school year and holding on to that excitement, continuing to push our students academically, offering them just endless opportunities as it relates to career academies, whether it be getting ready for college or career or the military. And I really believe what we do in the Escambia County School District is second to none in providing those opportunities to our students. One thing that we do have that is new this year, Longleaf Elementary School is adding seventh grade. Last year they added sixth grade. So one more year from now, they'll be our first full-fledged K-8. That's an exciting time for the members of the community in that particular area. West Pensacola, and Cordova Park are maintaining K6. And that's going to be just a continued improvement for those students. And we're looking to be able to do some things like that for all of our schools so that our students have every opportunity to be successful, not just in school, but more importantly in life. 26-27, already we had some football games, inter-squad type games on Friday night. Football and volleyball and cross country will kick off here very, very soon. You'll have the marching bands out there on Friday night. So it's always an exciting time when you start school. I can tell you one thing we're already doing, we're keeping our eyes on the tropics. We don't want any of those nasty hurricanes to come our way.
Nope.
But safety and health and welfare of our students is our number one priority. So that's what we're doing, making certain all our campuses are secure, that they look appealing. HVAC is working the way it needs to. So yep. We're excited about Wednesday and the weeks to come.
Yeah, especially at Washington. I know HVAC, they were working on it all summer.
Yeah, and they're still going to be working on that. That's about an 18-month project. So, you know, last year, Booker T, I had having to move students from one wing to another wing while we were doing that project. They were really steadfast and overcame a bunch of obstacles. The first semester, we may still see some of that at Booker T, but it'll be much improved once that HVAC project is complete.
Well, it gets the kids ready for life. Life is all about pivots, so I'm good with it.
You got to learn to be flexible. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And actually, after you, I actually have the principal from West Pensacola Elementary on, Christine Baker. She'll be on after
awesome.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep,
we'll
she's
enjoy having her
yeah,
on.
She's yeah. gonna she's gonna be my elementary school principal to talk to you today. So, and then after that, I have Brown Barge Middle School, Janet Penrose, and then I have Washington High School principal Rick Shackle on after her. So,
well, it just gets better and better after me. So I'm glad you got the good people coming on after me.
Oh yeah, yeah. It started with the best though. I started with the best. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do. I know you have a big job and you do it well, gracefully. You keep our county in line. So I know.
Thank you, young lady. We appreciate your advocacy as well.
Oh, all the time. I got your back all the time.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good day and good luck this week.
Thank you, young lady. Bye bye now.
What a nice guy. That's so great. That's Superintendent Keith Leonard. And again, if you missed any of that, we are going to have that on our podcast when we post that at the top of the hour. I'll do a quick traffic, and then we'll go to spots and then come back. And I know that we've got a lot of folks, like you mentioned, Janet Penrose and Rick Shackle.
I figured
all the peoples.
We'd touch with some principals from every level, kind of see how they're getting ready. And
sure. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Got to go right to the top.
Of course.
Jennifer Harris. So did you know Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment, and that grows to Escambia County's tax base, which you'll learn a lot listening to this show. I did not know the difference between millage and mileage when I started here. Yeah, they're separate things. Duh, I just heard that everywhere. I-10 eastbound, mile marker 10 is open. There was an accident earlier this morning. It looks like a lot of the stuff is cleared up. The spur is cleared up at I-10, I-110. There was an accident about 20 minutes ago. Fairfield and Mission looks like that's clear. And the Corey Station, as you're making your way onto Corey, rather, from Warrington and Chief's Way, right there near all the food eateries, it looks like there's still a crash in the area. It is still backed up. I'm seeing that. And it looks like it's still hard to get onto Pensacola NAS. It was backed up to the Shell Station earlier this morning. And those are the only slowdowns I'm seeing. 437-1620. You can always text in if you see that accident or slowdown. Candy with traffic on the fives, in the nines in this case. We'll be back.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
My name is Trey McMullen, and I'm running to be your state representative, not Tallahassee's. District 2 isn't just another district. It's an engine. Families, veterans, first responders, teachers, and small businesses are the fuel that keeps it running. But every engine needs a spark plug. That's the role I intend to play. Not powered by PAC money, not directed by special interest. Powered by the people of District 2. My mission isn't just to pass laws. It's to connect veterans with resources, connect employers with workers, connect families with opportunity, and to ensure your voice, not a lobbyist, is heard in Tallahassee. On day one, I'll hit the ground running to deliver real, measurable results. Because District 2 deserves a representative that works for the people, not the PACs. Vote McMullen this Republican primary.
Paid for and approved by Trey McMullen Campaign for Florida House, District 2, Republican.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for Mayor.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1640. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And on the line now, we have the principal from West Pensacola Elementary, Christine Baker. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful because we are getting ready to welcome back our students.
Oh, yes. Wednesday. Wednesday's the day.
Yes. And we are ready. The teachers are ready. And the school looks great, and it's just always such an exciting time.
Oh, awesome. What are some new things going on at West Pensacola for the new year?
Well, I think one of the things we're most excited about is the expansion of our after-school enrichment program. We are a Healthy School Escambia school funded through the Children's Trust, and through that we have brought in several organizations for some really fun things for kids to sign up for after school, things like CPR, Safe Sitter Certification, crochet, chess, the Y Sports. So just things that kids can be involved in after school that is no cost to their families and provides an enriching opportunity for students.
Oh, that's wonderful. Those are some great, great things to do as well. And then that's going to be life lessons for them moving forward.
Yeah,
I love it.
We are very excited.
I love it. Well, let's talk about just some fun things first. What's your favorite first day tradition that you guys do over at West Pensacola that gets everybody excited? Drop off, first day, all the things.
I think one of my favorite first day traditions is just being at the door. I greet every student. I try to know everybody's name. So some of our kindergartners, when they came for that kindergarten orientation, you know, really trying to put their faces with their names. And that helps parents know, okay, somebody knows my student. And most of the teachers take up that challenge as well. So when you pull up in the car rider line or you're dropping your student off at the front door and somebody says your child's name and welcomes them back, you just see the relief on everybody's face.
Oh, that's amazing. And especially for those little kindergartners, it makes a big difference. And you guys have pre-K as well that's at the school.
We do. And our car rider line actually drops off right in front of the pre-K building. And I think the proximity helps parents because they know exactly that their child's like literally walking into the door of that building and their classroom is right there. I think that would give me a sense of relief. So I think that parents probably feel the same.
Oh, definitely. I know I talked about Ready Kids earlier and because I'm a reading pal and I'm actually going to jump in as a reading pal at West Pensacola, along with the other things that we've talked about, all the things I have to donate to you and all these things. Lots of things coming.
Yes, very exciting. And the Ready Kids is such a great program. And our students, they just love their reading pals. So I love that we get to continue that here.
Yeah, it makes such a difference on the little guys. That starting mentoring when they're, 5 and 6 years old just makes such a difference for their learning experience.
That one-on-one time with an adult. I mean, mm-hmm. even though the classroom teachers are definitely providing small group and they're speaking to students one-on-one, often to have that hour once a week with one adult and you're really just working on these, very foundational literacy skills, I think that it's so impactful. We've seen the impact over time. It's a really worthwhile program.
That's my favorite 45 minutes of the week is getting to read to my reading pal. I love it.
I love that.
So as far as along the lines of learning to read, those are huge milestones for elementary. So how does your team and everything, all your teachers, how do they make literacy, social play, make it fun so the kids want to read, want to learn, be engaged? How does that come about with all your teachers?
I think one of the things that happens a lot here and probably in every elementary school is that literacy isn't just something that students complete. It's really an experience. So our teachers create opportunities, and it's not just about reading, but talking, listening, collaborating, and playing while they're building those foundational skills to be strong readers. We definitely love some school-wide competitions, and that can really fuel the older students to keep up those reading minutes. And we build a strong sense of belonging through we have a house system here. So that encourages students, not just for their peers inside their classroom, but beyond. And you'll see the older students pairing with their, all of our pre-K and kindergartners have a big in their house, and the bigs visit the littles, and they mentor them with a lot of those foundational literacy skills as well. So, we want the students to look back and not just remember that they learned to read, but that they discovered that reading and learning with their friends can be really fun because that's what motivates them to keep going.
Oh, that's wonderful. And starting that mentor from the older kid mm-hmm. to the younger kid early, those are some impressionable things that the older kids can take with them too. I love it.
And a lot of our students have big brothers and sisters. We do try to pair if it works. But what I have noticed at West Pensacola is our older students adore the younger students, and it's such a highlight for them to be able to share a skill or a love of a specific topic with their little. And it was just a great thing that we were able to start.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. That is such it makes such a difference with the whole experience of elementary school and growing in general. I love it. So what's one practical routine parents can start at home that will help the kids wake up, be ready for Wednesday, and then moving forward throughout the year, building on those routines?
I think that some of the at-home routines that can be really helpful for families is to make sure that you're preparing the night before for the morning. Mornings are hectic, and the best laid plans can go awry. We all have had the moment where you wake up even just 15 minutes past when you thought you were going to, and things have to be very rushed. So making sure our bag is packed, our clothes are laid out the night before, so that when we get up, it's very easy, and that students can independently navigate that part of their morning. Of course, hopefully all of our students have already practiced going to bed earlier. I know during the summer, we all start to have these night owl tendencies, but we are a very early school. Our students enter at 6:50 with a 7:10 tardy bell, so they've got to be in bed definitely by 8 o'clock to get that good night's rest before their big day.
Oh, goodness. Those are some great tips. Thank you so much for being on. And those are some great things that our readers can, our listeners can take with them. And
thank
I'll be
you.
In.
I look forward to seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be in touch with you this week.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
And we'll have David with news right here next. Jennifer Harrison sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump telling Axios we are low-keying it, choosing economic power over military might for now. Fox's Trey Yang has more from Tel Aviv.
The Wall Street Journal reports for weeks President Trump has been laying the groundwork to declare victory in the Iran war should Tehran fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz, even floating the idea privately to senior aides that he's willing to walk away without a nuclear deal, U.S. officials said.
A Ukrainian drone attack today deep inside Russia.
The head of the Tatarstan region says a massive drone attack from Ukraine targeted industrial and civilian facilities in Nizhnekamsk, that city's home to oil refineries and a petrochemical plant.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, at least 13 are dead, including a child, 75 wounded. Feeling lucky, the Powerball tonight, the jackpot, $905 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, partly cloudy skies. Looks like a nice morning out there. It's 80 degrees at the moment. We'll get a check on our forecast from Channel 3. Brooke Richardson, that's up in just a couple of minutes. Former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is in the Baldwin County Jail. According to TMZ, Gillum tested positive for methamphetamine during a court appearance this week. He was arrested last month in Daphne after being pulled over for erratic driving, with police finding drug paraphernalia and what tested positive as methamphetamine. Gillum narrowly lost the 2018 governor's race to Governor DeSantis by less than 1% of the vote. 27-year-old man and a 32-year-old woman from Pace are in critical condition after being ejected from their vehicle in a crash on Saturday morning. FHP says the Toyota Corolla they were in lost control near East and North Spencerfield Roads. They hit a utility pole and a tree. Both the driver and the passenger were thrown from the vehicle and taken to the hospital. An investigation is ongoing. A person was shot Saturday after a fight broke out at the 850 Daiquiri Bar in Escambia County. Deputies say two men got into an argument. There was a large crowd there. About 11:30, shots were fired. A nearby vehicle was hit. Deputies later learned someone had gone to the hospital with a gunshot wound after being caught in the crossfire. No arrests have been made. The victim's condition is currently unknown. Now, Pritchard City Council has now approved a contract with Polahire. That's a search firm. They're trying to find new leadership for their troubled police department. Pritchard Mayor Carletta Davis says their goal is to rebuild trust in public safety, with community groups helping to guide the search for new leaders in their police department. The contract will cost no more than $50,000. Davis says the city's financial struggles shouldn't stand in the way of investing in their leadership. A 29-year-old man has died after opening fire on deputies in Crestview. Sheriff Eric Aiden says the man had active warrants tied to escalating threats, including firing a gun near a school in a residential neighborhood. Deputies say he fired multiple rounds, striking law enforcement equipment, but no officers were hurt. The man died at the scene. FDLE is conducting an independent investigation. Senator Rick Scott says he's hoping that the Senate investigations into the origins of COVID and Dr. Anthony Fauci's pandemic response will finally bring some answers. Scott says people want accountability and, at the very least, an apology and acknowledgement of mistakes. Fauci's Scott says people want accountability. He blames Fauci for decisions that led to deaths and prevented families from being together during the pandemic. There's a SpaceX launch scheduled for later this morning. Falcon 9 launch is planned at Cape Canaveral It'll carry 29 Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch window opens at 10:07 this morning. It's 7:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
So we're watching a few accidents, and a lot of the stuff has been cleared up. There was an accident at the spur a little earlier, but you do want to watch for emergency crews still on scene. As I understand, there's a rear-end accident. That sounds funny. Somebody rear-ended somebody. Let me say it like that. I know. That's not the funny part. Marcus Point and North W Street, that red light right there, that Cumberland Farm. So it looks like emergency crews on scene there. That's Marcus Point and North W Street, right near the theater. So use caution there. Caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. 437-1620. Candy with traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful summer-like day today with a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 79 degrees, partly cloudy skies, still seeing a couple of showers reported in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Murray with your money now. It's the summer of Spider-Man.
You're the Spider-Man.
Can't tell anybody about this. You gotta keep it a secret.
Spider-Man, Brand New Day, had another stunning performance in the U.S. over the weekend. Sony Pictures reports that the film raked in another $145 million. J.P. Morgan has raised its year-end target for the S&P 500 index to 8,000 from 7,800, citing confidence that AI investments by large companies would drive faster revenue growth. The brokerage also revised its S&P 500 earnings per share forecast to $365 for 2026 and to $420 for 2027. A bipartisan majority of Americans support more government rules for how social media companies conduct business. The Reuters poll comes as companies like Meta Platforms and Google's YouTube face mounting legal pressure over their treatment of young users. Futures are mixed ahead of inflation data later this week. That's your money now.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice, Colonel Eric W. Shorter, for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
Woo! Summer's heating up, and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot, and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese, or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. Mmm. With four locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Meg in mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. On the line now, we have Janet Penrose, who is the principal for Brown Barge Middle School. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We are having a great time here in the studio this morning, talking to all my friends.
I love it.
Well, let's dive right in. So tell us about Brown Barge and what's new this year.
Brown Barge is just a unique middle school. We kind of embody the whole thematic teaching approach with our students. We don't have as traditional classes that most middle schools have, so they kind of learn all of the subjects all built into one under different themes. And for some kids, they just really thrive in this environment because it gives them a chance to kind of learn how we would normally be learning just in our everyday lives. And teachers are there to guide them through that process, but it also is just a great time for them to shine. And it's not just on a test, but it's their opportunity to show what they're learning in just about every aspect of life.
I love it. I know that's where my son Dylan went, and he thrives on that. He loves the group work. He loves the leadership of within those smaller groups. It was an amazing experience for him. So, is there anything new this year that's going on?
I'd say we're pretty much moving forward the way we always have. We always pick a few areas on our school improvement plan that we want to improve. We made A School Again. I think this is 23 years in a row. And, you know, it's great to be an A school, but we can always strive to be better than we were the year before. So we pick a few areas that we really want to kind of focus on and make sure that we're hitting all those marks, because our school is basically set up to be a gifted environment. And not all of our students are labeled as gifted, but we teach them as if they were. So for some of those students who struggle with just your regular day-to-day school, it gives us the opportunity to kind of help them find their path and figure out what works for them. So that's what we're working on this year, is just really kind of honing in on those students that need that little bit extra details in the classroom and seeing what we can do so we can kind of really hone in and drive what needs they have so that they can be successful like everybody else is being successful.
Wonderful. And I know middle school is, you know, a big transition in general. And then a lot of kids find their identity. It kind of, they learn to grow a little bit in their own way. So how does your staff help the students build that confidence, find those stronger relationships right from the start in sixth grade?
Yeah, this is that time when they are learning how to be independent. And I think as parents, we need to make sure that we give them that opportunity to find that independence. Scaffolding is a big, you know, money word in school, but there's a lot of truth to it in home as well. And being able to scaffold the needs of your student and give them just that little nudge to be able to make them be successful on their own while kind of like taking those training wheels off, so to speak. That to me is what our teachers do. We want to teach them those coping strategies when they get hit with some of those friendship struggles that middle schoolers tend to, you know, have to work through. And just because you are not liked by every person, it's really okay. And you have to just kind of find what is your people and be yourself. You know, that's the part that I think is so important with middle schoolers. They want to try and impress everybody, and sometimes that changes who they are as a person. And as a parent, we want to kind of be there and listen and watch out for those little areas that, you know, you start to see a struggle or a change. Change is good, and we all want to always be moving forward, but we also want to be kind of looking for those signs when our child, who normally was acting a certain way, has all of a sudden started changing how they're talking, how they're dressing. And just ask questions. You know, what's going on? Who are you hanging out with these days? Maybe let's have them over on the weekend, and so I can get to know them too. And just be there to support them, but also give them the space to figure it out on their own. One of the things that we kind of talk about is those productive struggles in the classroom. And if we're always there to help them fix it, they never learn how to fix it on their own. So our teachers are really good about asking those questions and giving them the space to kind of make those small mistakes so that way we can learn from them and move on. And it also gives students that opportunity to do it, not just in the classroom, but with their friendships, because they're going to find real quick that they didn't like the way that they felt if somebody said something that was a little mean. And so as a parent, maybe walking them through some scenarios of, you know, how could we have handled this differently? What could we say that, you know, that could help them understand where you're coming from? So those are the little lessons that we do, not just our math and our science and our history, but we're really trying to help them become, you know, little humans that are going to contribute to our society one day.
Yeah. I mean, we're raising little leaders. That's exactly what, and it's a parent, it's a teacher, it's a community thing. And, definitely learn helping them become independent is important. I mean, my kid's very, very, very independent, where I'm think I'm the one struggling. Like, he doesn't need me anymore, but it's okay. Yeah. 'Cause he's where he should be now that he's, you know, going to be a junior. So, but I know Brown Barge was a big part of that. So, when kids get to middle school, what type of clubs, sports, electives can they get involved with? Is it's different than elementary. They didn't have that there. So what can they do on that end for the extracurricular side?
So all our middle schools have different clubs and electives, but some of the similar ones would be PE, band, orchestra, chorus, maybe a foreign language. A lot of our middle schools have several different technology courses. Many of us have culinary classes, so kids learn how to cook and work in the kitchen. The clubs are endless, and really and truly, it's so exciting to watch them get excited about something, because they all have to do the basics in a regular day's time, but those clubs really give them a chance to, like I said before, find their people, the things that they have in common with others. And our school has a lot of very unique clubs here at Brown Barge, because the kids ask. So like, Ms. Penrose, can we start a club about so-and-so? And I'm like, sure. You have to find yourself a sponsor. You have to write up your business plan, so to speak, and let me know what that club is going to look like and what your goals are. And so it's really fun to watch them get excited. This sixth grade group from last year, I think we started 5 new clubs because they were just so excited and wanted to have all of these new things in place. So really and truly, if we've got teachers who are willing to sponsor that club, then the kids are kind of running it and the teachers are just there as their mentor. But the one thing that's really fun is that with middle school, the school sports start to come into play. So we have basketball for boys and girls, and that's usually the first quarter of the school year. So as soon as school starts, we're already getting ready to start doing our tryouts for basketball. We have swimming for the girls and boys. That's usually around the second quarter of the year. And then volleyball is starting in January, that third quarter after winter break. And that's just a girls' sport because our basketball has JV and varsity boys. But then our track is boys and girls as well, and that's usually in the spring. So those are the 4 sports that our middle schools offer. And I know some people are like, why can't we have soccer and why can't we have baseball? Unfortunately, we just don't have the funding to fund all of those sports. They have to wait to high school to get to those sports. But we do have basketball, swimming, volleyball, and track, and the kids really have a good time. And it's fun for us to see them in a completely different element because – they're one way in the classroom, but a lot of times they're very different when they're in the pool or they're on the basketball court. So being able to see all sides of those students really help us to get to know them better.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That definitely, hopefully that will help some parents kind of get a little calming before Wednesday that, you know, middle school is fun. The kids will love it.
Yes.
Wonderful. But thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Can I say
one thing before we leave?
Sure.
All right. Big thing that I want parents to take away is talk to your kids every single day when they come home. But don't just ask, how was your day? Ask them, what is something that made you laugh today? Or what is something that surprised you? Or what did you struggle with today? Those kind of questions is what's going to get your kids talking, other than the traditional, oh, it was fine, it was good. We don't want fine and good. We want details, parents, and I know you do. So ask those other questions. Get those middle schoolers chatting with you. And just have fun with it. I promise it's going to be a great 3 years.
Oh, those are some great tips. Great tips. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right. Good luck on Wednesday.
Have a great day. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
That is fantastic. It's News Radio 92.3, and that was Janet Penrose from Brown Barge. And we're going to speak with Rick Shackle, right, coming up, our principal of Washington High School, which is right. Now, so we're going to take a look at our forecast, or our traffic right now, and it's Candy with traffic on the fives or the ones, I guess, as it is. And the only accident that we're seeing right now is that at Marcus Point, right where it meets W, kind of by the movie theater there, and of course by Marcus Point Church, there is an accident. It looks like it has been moved off to the side, but certainly use caution there. And wherever you are, and this is brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's KNOX. Knocks them out, and we'll be right back after this.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Probably that stuff gives you the, like it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? Build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people. Give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right? At the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021. They have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The Subaru Lot to Love event is going on now at Anderson Subaru, which brings special summer savings to some of our most in-demand Subaru models, Ascent, Outback, and Crosstrek. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 75 months on Ascent models with flexible seating for up to 8 passengers. Or how about 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the completely redesigned Outback? That's 75-month financing on Ascent and Outbacks. Or get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on the versatile Subaru Crosstrek. Low rates and long terms on the most reliable and most loved cars around. Discover new places to love during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Going on now through August 31st at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Chris will be sharing his years of expertise in the field of locksmithing, talking about topics like security benefits of having your home or business locks inspected and resecured, smart locks, and even reprogramming your car's ECU computer for a lost key fob.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
I'm Erin Eiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Eiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Niswonger.
Paid for and approved by Aaron Niswonger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
More than you've got, just follow the day. Follow the day and reach for the sun.
News Radio 92.3. Jennifer Harrison sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning and taking a look at traffic. It looks like we've had a couple more things to watch out for. 29 northbound and 10 Mile Road. Now it looks like there's a truck that spun into a ditch. First responders present on the scene. It looks like the road is blocked in one lane. That's 29 northbound and 10 Mile Road there. A couple of callers pulled over with a cop on Highway 90. This is for the turn lane for Scenic. Right there at the top there, and traffic seems to be under control, but it might be best to get in the far right lane if you're not turning into that way. And then watching an accident at Marcus Point and W, use caution wherever you are, 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown. Candy with traffic on the fives, and again, Jennifer sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning.
Good morning. It goes fast. Again. Yes, it does go fast. We just had a text in a little bit ago that said some of the flashing lights are not flashing in Santa Rosa County, or in Santa Rosa County.
Oh,
I don't
great.
I don't have specifically which ones, but
sure.
There were kids definitely in the school zones and the flashing lights were not flashing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so make
be
sure.
Be careful.
Yeah, be very, very careful. School started back. I should mention that, too, of course, in Santa Rosa County today.
Santa Rosa started today.
Wednesday is Escambia.
Wednesday morning is Escambia, so, yeah. Ready? It's time.
Does your son still hold the chalkboard and says,
no.
This is my, okay.
We actually never, I don't think we actually
you
ever
just seem
did
like
that.
The kind of person that would do that.
I
love those.
We used to do posts about it, and I'll still make him take a picture first day, but I never did the chalkboard thing. I have lots of friends that do.
Yeah.
We just never did. We just do the post of, you know, so next year it'll be all comparing kindergarten to senior year. So this year it's just junior year. So I'm not going to go that crazy, but yeah. I like to embarrass him, though, and he hates it. But
hey, Dylan!
Yeah. Well, what's funny is if you get in the car and you listen to my ways, if I have directions on, it's him when he was, like, 10. I did a – you can customize the voice. So
shut up!
Coming
it's
home from
son?
A soccer tournament, one Aww. Day he recorded it all, and now – well, his friends aren't in the car anymore because he's driving, but for a while they'd be like, is that you? And he's like, Mom, turn it off. I'm like, nope.
Oh, that's
never.
Fantastic.
It's before his voice changed. He's literally 10 years old. It was awesome.
Those are the best. I remember when, well, I'll tell you a story off the air. I just realized it's dirty, but it's Andrew McKay's kid saying something. We used to have a producer named Nate that worked here, Nate, and he called these Mardi Gras beads their money makers. He goes, oh, these big beads are your money makers. And they had that speech impediment, and they were like, these, I got blue money makers. And we were that was my answering thing for a long time. Oh, money makers.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
thanks, Andrew's kids. Andrew on vacation this week.
I
and again,
it.
Jennifer Harrison sitting
yeah,
in today.
Yeah, sitting in.
So
yeah,
awesome.
Talking all about back to school.
I'm trying to talk her into working here all the time.
Please, work up, here all the up time. Next, we'll have Rick Shackle, who's the principal at Booker T. Washington. And then I'll have Sam Strickland, who's the president of the county PTA, coming on in a little bit. I'll talk a little bit more. I'll talk a little bit about some of the organizations I belong with the Escambia County Public School Foundation, the Tools for Teachers program. I'll talk about Pace Center for Girls for a minute. I'll remind you how to get involved with Ready Kids.
You're
the things I do.
What made you be so civic minded? I know we've got 30 seconds, but
I volunteered when I was younger, but I just started doing it and it makes an impact. Every little bit helps your community, and it's just my heart. That's how it should be.
Wow.
Everybody should give something.
Pensacola is a better place because of you and a lot of people.
Well, I have
Pensacola.
A lot of partners that
I know
volunteer
that you
with
do,
me, so there's a lot of us out there that
well, we thank
we
you.
Do the good stuff.
Thank
so.
You all. Yeah. Jen returns next.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.